if there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. It was a great day yesterday when we did the testing. Maybe some of you didn't see the testing session, but holy shit, was it fun to be with friends and testers who came from the audience and who accepted to join the game. You guys are the first human beings to play planetary insemination, and it's been very informative. I will do more of these testing as the game progresses. But it was absolutely moving to be with human beings in my little 3D world that I programmed myself. A black man in Trinidad and Tobago repeatedly visited a Chinese-owned business and sexually harassed the female employee, and it leads to trouble. But eventually a customer takes over. Let's reset the monitor because I have my monitor from yesterday. Let's have a look at this scene. Streamlabs is snapping too much. All right, let's have a look.
Hello. Thank you.
So here you have the owner of the store, the Chinese owner of the store. Now he feels very powerful against him because he's smaller, so he threatens him.
I've been asking for on this island for so long. I'm going to kill you, and then message whoever said you don't want me to be able to kick down their wall and come and find you, and then kill you. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
You want me to speak to your mother? Fuck off.
Fuck you off.
So now a stronger Hispanic customer is taking over the job of pulling him out.
What we look like? What the fuck is wrong with you? Every fucking time they stand with you, what? Yes, I love women and I'm making an arrest in the motherfucking side. And this is a fucking woman, what the fuck are you? You want to take one over there?
Lady man, away.
I'm a fucking side, boy. And you're coming back in a fucking industry, boy. You know what I know me, eh? I'm a fucking issue, you fucking things, boy.
I'm sorry,
sir. I'm fucking sorry, nothing, boy.
Crack him, mate.
The relax, you fucking son!
Hello.
Impressively, he was feeling courageous in front of the Chinese business owner, but suddenly this guy, just being a little bigger and with muscles, has put him in a totally different mode of avoiding confrontation. I find this very interesting as a behavior. CPTSD says, so depressed right now, JF, trying to calm down on the drinking, haven't worked in a few months, stressed and incel. Oh yeah, well, despair of this kind depends on your situation, whether your situation has any hope. But in any case, if you feel stressed and you were drinking, definitely it's good to stop drinking, improve your nutrition, lose weight if you have to lose weight, and you'll be on a better track. Now, that doesn't guarantee that you won't be an incel. But certainly, you want to continue a healthy life for yourself, even if it is to be as an incel. And it depends on your situation. Maybe you are destined to be incel forever. And if so, then you have to accept it and find something that you like in life that will make your life interesting still. But if you do the improvements, it will be good for you no matter what path you take. So the improvements are worth it. It's worth it to not drink at all. Depending on your age, by the way, there's an age that I cannot take alcohol anymore. I used to drink. I could drink a lot. And I drank a lot in my life. Tasted so many wines, almost all of the beers in existence I've tasted. But at this age, 42, I can't take alcohol anymore. I have a bottle of wine that has been staying in my bedroom forever because I don't drink wine anymore. I will use it for some sauce at some point, maybe, but I can't. So you have to accept that as you age, a lot of these pleasures will be unavailable to you, especially if you abuse them in your life. Anti-social justice warrior says, blanks always. Okay. All right. Let's remove his chat. A guy made $36,000 on Polymarket by walking up to the weather sensor and the platform was using an unguarded thermometer near a Paris airport. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have just found the reason for global warming. There was a guy going to the freaking thermometer. Look at this. And he's bringing a battery-powered air dryer. And he's going to heat the reading. Now, this particular guy wasn't doing it for global warming statistics. He was doing it for a bet on Polymarket. But, you know, just the fact that this guy could do this, that doesn't give me much trust on the overall scientific apparatus that we have out there to be measuring those temperatures. We're measuring so close to the ground, and we're measuring in human areas where there's lots of population. Who knows what people are doing with these thermometers? This guy was heating it up just so he could win a $36,000 bet on Polymarket. And he smiles. Now, he got arrested and he entered with $2,000 at 5 cents on the value of his bet. He bought the yes on temperature targets that were almost unreachable. And he heated the sensor, collected the winnings. But now they have launched an investigation. I believe he might be arrested for, or he may have been already arrested for kind of a fraud. I guess it's a kind of market fraud of some sort. Anti-social justice warrior says, I've only drank a handful of times since last February, and I lost my taste for it. I turned 49 this past February. Oh yeah, 49, forget it. You're going to have liver pain. You're going to be completely disrupted by the alcohol. It's going to make you super dry. It's going to dry your body. It's really not worth it at our age anymore. Stacy White says, lifting weights is vital for men and women. Most injuries related to falling elderly people have come from muscle atrophy. Extend your life and its quality via hypertrophy and strength training. Absolutely. Absolutely. Cardio, strength, whatever you can pull, whatever you can do, it helps a lot. A 15-year-old boy has been attacking this woman. And the mother of the boy is defending him.
Yeah. That's the shit out of you right now, right?
Do it.
So he's threatening her to knock the shit out of her. We won't show the images, but he's body slamming her with head first on the ground, and then he's stomping over her head. And his mom is saying that she was a bully, that she's justifying the actions. I mean, he's just stomped on her head while she was on the ground. Even for a bully, that is very dangerous.
Did he say why he stomped on her head?
She's been a bully to him. That's it.
She's been a bully to him.
Yes, from in the classroom of the classes what they have, and some messages what I sent to his phone from.
So, without showing the moment of the violence, she's saying she was a bully. Okay. even if she is a bully, it would be a bully by verbal abuse, worst case scenario, and we haven't seen the messages. But even if she is a bully by verbal abuse, she wouldn't deserve to be stomped on the head. Though I do doubt the bully explanation at all. I do doubt that there is even acts of bullying here. It seems that the people around the fight were saying that he wanted her phone number. But then his mom is saying that she was bullying him through text messages. That seems inconsistent. Someone has the wrong belief in there. I don't know who that is. Stacy White says, this is how entitled they are. Refusing to give a phone number and attention/validation is bullying to them. Yeah, it's possible that the so-called bullying is simply a romantic rejection. Excellent news today. Clavicular, I think, heard my message. He heard my call to start JF Maxing. And he says today on his Twitter to Zerka Official, take the DNA pill. That is wonderful. I don't know if Clavicular, because I tweeted my clip at him about 5 days ago, 3 days ago, I don't know. And it was a clip inviting him to start JF Maxing, start inseminating, to make, I explained over almost 40 minutes, I think, that he's being exploited. He's being exploited by women right now because he's not cashing in. You can get all of the attention you want from women. It's worth nothing. You can get all of the elevation to your pedestal as a king of beauty. If they are not carrying your babies in their belly, they should be treated as parasitic to your life. And I think Clavicular realized it. I think he may have watched the clip, or maybe someone of his entourage has somehow communicated the ideas of my clip to him. I believe that we are about to see a Clavicular cashing in on the baby making. And it is what we need to deploy as a strategy against the current polygamous mood. We just need to inseminate them all, and we need to inseminate them all repeatedly. And if there has to be a rotation where it's one guy for 1 year and then another guy the other year, we need to inseminate without condoms and without birth pills. It's the only solution because we don't have the choice to restore traditional marriage for now. Eventually, that is the ultimate goal. But for now, we are stuck with disloyal woman who will break marriages. So it's not worth pursuing the marriage and then be victimized by divorce rape. So the solution is inseminate all of them, make them pay the price, make them become the single moms that they all dream of becoming deep inside. And then we can move on to a restored marriage system. But that won't happen as long as there's welfare and as long as there's untrustable, polygamous, hypergamic females. So until that situation is resolved, the order is full insemination. And I think that Clavicular is getting it here. I'm thinking a lot about Clavicular and his situation. I want him to be happy. And it seems from his recent statements that he is interested in having babies. He said on a stream, I have to have babies yesterday. So he feels the urgency, but he needs to act on it and he needs to start understanding. All of these women hanging around you for social elevation, they are worth nothing. They are merely draining your energy. They are draining your attention and your time for a sterile lifestyle. If I was Clavicular right now, I would do exactly what I do as JF. I would have a policy of insemination at sight without a condom within the hour that I see you and no birth pill. Boom. You just neutralize the problems of modernity. And on top of it, you don't have to annoy yourself losing months and years to get to know each other. Because I don't care about getting to know each other if we're going to be in a system that allows you to systematically walk back on any engagement or commitments that you've done toward me. So as long as this is not fixed, it's insemination at sight. I don't even want to see you if you're not carrying my sperm. Bye. Stacy White says we need to subsidize HCG and other fertility medications to white couples to boost their birth rate. I don't know that we need medication. We need social change and attitude change. It's not worth it to pump medications into people if there's an hormone that helps certain couples and they need it. Sure, go ahead. But generally, we just need people to use their actual natural fertility that they already have. We don't need a boost. We don't need extras. Nature gave us plenty of fertility window time, and we're not using it at all. Fishman says, France, the country. Yes, the French have legalized against this. Oh, have they legalized against direct insemination? So what's the law here? I wouldn't be surprised. That's a very European thing to do. I wouldn't be surprised. Total bullcrap alert. We have a collection of attacks onto Nick Fuentes, and it includes Laura Loomer. It includes the Daily Mail, a couple of outlets that are all ganging up on Nick Fuentes, while apparently Nick Fuentes is on a family vacation. And Alex Jones is speaking out against it. He says, total bullcrap alert. I was trying to get Nick on my show 2 weeks ago, and he said he could not come until after the 26th of April because he was going on a family vacation. No evidence has been given or shown that Nick has ever gotten money from the SPLC. Same goes for Candace Owens. Loomer is just making stuff up as usual. Yeah, so Laura Loomer, like, it's really not intelligent to have a psychotic female being any close to journalism of any kind, because you have this deluded woman out there who's just going after the enemies of Israel, and she does these it jobs. And now she claims that... So it seems that Nick has not been on his show, and it seems that it was a planned vacation. So it doesn't seem like anything weird. It's just Nick is in Italy, apparently. But now she claims that Candace Owens also went to Italy, and there are people claiming there's a secret romantic affair, and then that they are there to do something together, and then that they would be involved in a secret meeting with the Pope. There's many layers to the paranoia, but as far as I'm concerned, all I see is Nick seems to be in Italy. That's the only thing I know. And he's chilling there and it was a planned travel. Laundry Queen was saying, decides to take a rare vacation. Unsightly individual posing as Groyper interviewed by CNN. Hollywood Reporter hit piece on how Nick is too mean. Daily Mail hit piece on Nick receiving super chats. Oh yeah, they also went after the amount of money that he would be making from the super chats. Daily Wire and Blaze TV contributor host event on combating Groyperism. The New York Times features a criticism of Nick for saying that Christ is king, and an organized campaign to portray Nick as a spook for the SPLC. All of it is false as far as I'm concerned. All I see is there's two classes of people who get interested in these lies. Leftists that are aligned with Israeli interest, and right-wingers that are aligned with Israeli interest. It's always the same thing. It's still cancel culture. Still cancel culture, just retrying. Retrying until it sticks something. It's so disgusting to me. There's a bunch of dishonest actor, and Nick Fuentes was answering to Laura Loomer. A good heuristic is that if Laura Loomer is saying something, it's a lie in service of Israel. That is an excellent heuristic, absolutely. Sadie Edward says, Loomer had the aggressive mimicry nose job plastic surgery. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Laura Loomer is a special case. What a sad existence. You're a woman and you don't have babies? I mean, people were raising the question, is she a biological woman? I think she is. But it's like you have the bottleneck gamete of the human species. I can totally understand a guy who's an incel, because the guy is stuck with the interface of the hypergamic females who are all concentrated at trying to fuck clavicular. But I cannot understand an incel woman. An incel woman has something wrong about her, because an incel woman is faced with infinite choice. Literally, she can just pick up. You go to a bar right now. I go to Boston Pizza sometime. I go on the restaurant side. And what do I see on the bar side? There's at least 30 guys. Each of them appear to be single. Each of them would be picking up a girl right now tonight. 30 guys. And you go the next day, there's 30 other guys. And they're not all ugly or invalid or old or whatever. No, there's these young guys, you know, chud, gym bros. So you could have a guy. If you're a woman, you can produce a baby right now. And you're not taking the opportunity. So if you spent your whole adult life without producing babies, if you're a woman, as far as I'm concerned, it's your fault. You had standards, you had false expectations, you have deceived yourself, you have set your standards higher than your actual worth on the market. You never really had to do what males have to do every day, which is measure their own value, understand the market, and self-improve until they meet success. We have to do this all of our lives, and many of us will end up childless still. There is not a reason why a woman would end up childless. Because these regular chuds that I see at the Boston Pizza, they're all valid guys. They're kind of annoying to me because they seem kind of dumb and they're there in a bar. Oh, bro. Oh, yeah, bro. But if you're a female, you could go with these guys and they would inseminate you on the spot. Or you could go with JF if you prefer the intellectual route. But there's too much choice for me to accept that any woman would end up childless. Too much choice. Now, if you end up childless for a medical reason, that's not on you. Okay, accident, bad luck. But that's not even 1% of the cases. 99% of the childless women in old age have a severe personality defect that ended up neutralizing their capacity to reproduce. Stacy White says, Keith Woods definitely is one of the best figures in our scene. Yes, he's a great guy. Absolutely. Fishman, I was complimenting him in DM recently for his recent success with the Japanese woman. Because there's a big trend in Japan right now, and it's to, you know, cute Japanese woman. They will take pictures of themselves while rooting for Keith Woods and saying, oh, I love Keith Woods. Yes, love Keith Woods very much. Yes, Keith Woods is great. And I'm just very proud of Keith Woods that he has achieved this degree of international success. Stacy White says, my sister works with a woman who rejected a high quality man, fit, smart, successful, loyal, just because he has a video game hobby, though not obsessed with gaming. She is destined to infertility. Exactly. She should be infertile because that kind of annoying stuff. Oh, well, you play computer games. Bro, fuck off. Fuck off. Go find a guy who doesn't play computer games. You'll see what you get. It's seriously at this point in 2026. Sadie Edward says about Keith Woods, very honorable. Yeah, in 2026, if you reject guys because they play computer games, you deserve to be infertile, or you deserve to end up with the worst retards that you find on the street that are really just not playing computer games because they don't have a computer. So go get with your street living random guys. But if you have a computer, you should be playing some degree of computer games in 2026. Stacy White says, having a gaming hobby suggests that he stays in on Friday instead of going to the clubs. Will bond with the children. It is a green flag. Exactly. Exactly. Why is computer gaming so great? Well, it gives you a lot of everything that you would seek in much less healthy situations. So it gives you the sociality without having to go to the bar, spend money, be with retards, and drink alcohol. So it's a very clean hobby, by the way, computer gaming. Have you ever heard of a hobby that doesn't involve alcohol, expenses, that costs nothing? I mean, the only alternative I can think of is walking in the woods, and walking in the woods can get you killed. Plapidus, you cannot die playing a computer game. You cannot die. Plapidus says, Stacy, but this is a red flag. If the woman is broken inside, since she will resent stability. I think it's one of the things that annoy these women. They are drama-seeking. There's just no chance that a computer gamer will get involved in much drama. Or if it's going to be drama, it's going to be virtual drama, and it's going to be very contained to the computer world. But yeah, women are seeking these social highs, whereas men are seeking competitive highs. And there's nowhere in society left for competitive highs. So the only surviving little world of men is on computer games. That's why I'm so fascinated about the idea of creating my own computer game. And it's precisely the annoyance that I take with modern gaming is that it has lost all competitive aspects. You can play Don't Starve Together. The mechanics are great. Great game, Don't Starve Together. But they made it into you build a base and some things will happen, natural events. You can play for 12 hours a game. You've built a beautiful base. But this base is not competitive against anything. It's just you that you've created your base. Same thing for Minecraft. Completely fails on the PvP side. You know, there are some monsters in Minecraft and some challenges and quests. But they're all quests against the world. I like competition between humans. I like competition between males. And the female cannot understand this. That's why for her, if you spend time on your computer, it's bad because you are out of the equalitarian social world. You're in a world of optimization, of fights. You're trying to be better as a Dota player than the other team, and they can't appreciate this. Fishman says, Paul Town is making a video game with AI live every night on Kick. It's pretty interesting. Is it the one that was tweeted to me? The one with laser shootings on a 2D platform? Choo, 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 choo. That's what I've seen. I don't know if it's the Paul Town one, but someone tweeted about it to me and made a survey saying who will make the best game, Paul Town or JF. It's going to be two very different games. I mean, I don't want to bash his game, but his game is a top-down platformer, 3D, of animated characters that are effectively shooting each other in a 2D kind of Atari-style spaceship world. That is a very different type of gaming than I'm doing right now. I'm in a 3D world. My game is much more costly to produce. A small 2D platformer like he's doing, it's going to be achievable in a much smaller amount of time. So I wish him success. I don't know who he is, but I've seen his clips. I wish him success, but we are on two very different routes. Two very, very different routes. Fishman says, can't wait to see your game, JF. I'd imagine your game will be more dialogue-driven. There will be zero dialogue in my game. My game is a competitive game between maybe teams of 5 versus 5. There is no story in my game, by the way. There might be a little intro video in which I make some scenes. But there's no story in my game. My game is a 3D world of competitive first-person shooter gameplay in a Minecraft universe, in a voxel universe. So, you may think, oh, JF likes words, or oh, JF likes stories. Because yes, I do have some respect for the classical RPGs, Final Fantasy and all, but I'm not making a story here. This is not a game that you'll download and play on your own computer. It's a game that will necessitate connection, that will be... I will have an option for training locally, but just to get familiarized with the game. But it is a competitive game about humans fighting other humans. I'm thinking about if the servers can handle it, instead of 5v5, maybe 10v10. Because there is place in my game for much more than combat. There is resource exploitation, natural hunting, plant harvesting, farming, and combat. But all of it must happen within the span of 1 to 2 hours. And all of these branches must be balanced so that you don't have one obvious side of the game that takes over the rest. So it's going to be a challenge of balancing a very complex world in which you can only do a fraction of it for a given game. So when you look, for example, at Dota, and think about two stages of evaluation of a game. The totality of what you can do, and the totality of what you get to do in a single game. Dota is like this, okay? So you can do a lot. There's a lot of items. You won't buy all of these items. But in a game, you'll explore some of the possible branches of the game, and I don't know, maybe it arrives to 25%, maybe 30%. Maybe a game really scans the possibilities of the space in a certain percentage. That is the amount of things you could have done and the amount of things you could do in a single game. Now, my game, I want it to be more like this. More like you could have gone to the quest to fight the ghoul and get the nightmare sword emerging from it and melt it into a diamond nightmare sword. But you're going to do this once in your life. You could also go hunt the Bird of Fire to get a better rack system to push further, stronger, with delayed damage onto the creeps of the other side. I want a game in which you only get to do a few of these things, and the question is, will it be better than what the other team does? To feed your lane, to equip your character, that is the angle that I take with my game. I want a very, very complex world, but a world that is still resolved into a victory within 1 to 2 hours. This resolution is very important because we have to have an ELO system, MMR system. We have to put teams against each other that will be of the same level. We have to therefore discover with the crowds, with the human phenomenon that will develop around this game, we need to discover what are the optimal strategies. And we want a bunch of Chinese players that will develop a strategy and they will always get the diamond sword and always get the Bird of Fire. And then we want to say, all right, what are the strategies that can beat this? Now, I don't want this to be hard-coded. I want this to emerge as a kind of ecological reaction of having a lot of players playing the game and observing what are the trends and how can we balance the game more. So if there is a strategy that is obviously winning, I don't want to just nerf it. I want to see how do we make the other strategies potentially outcompeting this. John Drake says, I miss choices that matter in games. Exactly. Exactly. And it, even when they had choices that mattered, it was crap, made up. It was like, oh, do you choose to be a moral character or an immoral character? Well, that's going to change the next sentence of the character you speak to. Like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? So the choice that I make will change the reaction of the one character I'm speaking to, and then the game goes on? Fuck this shit. Kurzonian says, JF, how realistic will the insemination animation be in your game? Would I be able to inseminate Rebecca Hargraves in 4K? Absolutely guaranteed. No. The insemination, I'm thinking about representing insemination. I'm thinking in the video there might be a mad scientist with a sperm syringe, planetary insemination. And the guy is like, he's locked in. he's ready to do the injection. But the idea is, in general, it will be about breeding. Breeding animals and breeding plants to outcompete the opposite lane team. We have more Tesla terrorism going on. The Vauxhall Tesla dealership in Canada was torched. Someone came and set 5 vehicles on fire. This is political terrorism right there. These people are attacking Tesla because it's Elon Musk, and they don't like that Elon Musk has given us freedom of speech. And it's actual political terror here. They want people to associate Tesla with bad so that Tesla can only fail. Horror in Australia, a 15-year-old teenager brutally attacked a 37-year-old pregnant woman who was strolling her existing baby. We can see the attack here. So pulled by the air, thrown to the ground, the stroller veers backward. We are dealing with criminal and mental issues in the population, and just habitated areas have become unsafe. That is why I'm so happy to be living where I live, because I can walk safely on the streets. I can see neighbors. Everyone knows each other. Everyone is good to each other. It is so good to be living here. And all of you who are living in populated areas, you made the choice and you deserve it. You listen to your females. You let her lock you down into a highly inhabited area. And that is what you deserve. You deserve what's coming. You will be victimized. And that's as a result of your choice and your choice only. Terra Firma says, that is the guy who fathered 100 children by changing sperm donors with his sperm. Yeah, so that's the doctor who you're talking about, the doctor who fraudulently put his own sperm into the sperm bank and labeled it with the name of the other sperm donors, so he would be the father of everyone. Yeah, that's why trusting the medical industry to carry your reproductive activities is not very wise. Ben Shapiro is now worried about immigrants. Now, he's worried about immigrants these days. He wasn't worried about the browning of America, which he said famously. He said, I don't care about the browning of America. It's all about ideology. But now that the browning of America is having an impact on how people support Israel, now he cares a lot.
Hasan Piker grew up in Istanbul, Turkey. Zoran Mamdani spent his early childhood in Uganda and South Africa. Ilhan Omar grew up in Somalia.
Ben, we know this. We would just have liked if you could have joined our side when white people started noticing this and started noticing, hey, there's some level of hatred coming from these people against us. Maybe we should not do what we're doing right now. Maybe we should change course. Maybe we should consider that white people are under attack and they are hated and the media is pushing them for it. And yes, the various non-white populations are starting to hate us, team against us, and even support criminality against us. It's really sad that you're coming at this conclusion when it starts impacting Israel. Because if you rewind the world 15 years, 20 years ago, there would have been a chance for Jews to be on Team White. I mean, it's very easy. They could have just done it. They could have said, oh yeah, you know, we're sympathetic to Team White because we're starting to see the hatred against white people and it's not acceptable. But instead of doing this, you campaigned against us. You smeared us. You rejected us socially. And now you are left with the same problem that you have let happen to us. Now it's happening to you. You have the problem that, oh yeah, these people coming from these countries, they're not going to be sympathetic to you bombing Palestinians.
People hate America. They should love it. They hate it.
Clear. Now, the code word America, is it really the problem that people coming from Istanbul, Turkey, and various North African regions, they hate America? I think they hate a vision of America, and that vision is Judeo-Christian America. What they hate specifically is the overarching power of Israeli interest over America. But you'll always hear from Ben the code word, America. But when Ben uses America, he means a specific vision of it.
Clearly, they're all from the third world. All of these are major political figures on the left. In fact, realistically, they are the new leading core of the Democratic Party.
No shit. We've been talking about this for 20 years, Ben. Where were you?
We have been importing the people who hate our country and wish to destroy it.
No shit. Now, the problem is, we said this 10 years ago. We said this 20 years ago. And you weren't paying attention. You're paying attention now because you're getting bad coverage for Israeli support.
Who believe in third worldism, the philosophy that all the problems of all the third world can be laid at the feet of us here in the West. But
and see when you twist with code words, us in the West. Now, when he says us in the West, the right word to say there would have been Jews for him and whites for me. But he has to say us in the West because he just said America rather than acknowledging Israel. So now the problem with these immigrants is that, you know, they hate America, secret code for Israel. And they have a problem with us. And the us is the conception of a Jewish-American alliance. That is how you need to decode Ben Shapiro's speech here.
But there's more. The people in the Democratic Party elite who apparently believe that the West owes it to the third world to destroy itself, or who see the third worldists as fellow travelers helping them to accomplish that goal. Bernie Sanders and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, Ezra Klein in the New York Times, the Pod Save America bros. These people could cast out the radicals. They could fight them in favor of a conversation with those of us who love America. Instead, they choose to side with those who
love America versus hate America. See, it's all the right ideas. Everything is there. I don't deny the factual observations of Ben Shapiro here, but it's the whole thing reframed in a Jewish favorable way so that you can blend the sense of, well, America, Israel, same thing. Well, us, well, that includes the Judeo-Christian American, the Americans who are sympathetic to Israel. That's the us. It's merely cosmetic, changes. Israeli media says that IDF soldiers looting on a crazy scale in Lebanon. So the war crimes of the IDF and Israel are continuing. I'm not surprised. You know, their colonial practices is basically shoot toward villages, push them out, throw some bombs that terrorize people. So now they're concentrated into tents. And then they get into the belongings of people and they try to extract anything of value. We've seen it in videos. It's not really, it's not even a conspiracy or it, we see this regularly. IDF soldiers going into people's residential homes that they scared out of and they take stuff and they it's like, you're talking about Lebanese populations. You're not going to find anything of value. You're going to find just underwear and that kind of crap. But they still do it as a war practice and for the shaming of it and for the harassment value of it. Terra Firma says, so being minorities among minorities, plan of self-preservation has backfired and now they need a white majority in reality. Kind of. Because in the full minoritized version of America, there's not going to be a place for support of the Ben Shapiro's of this world. Once America is fully, you know, non-white or the white have become a minority, you're going to have the left winning systematically and you're going to have a very big difficulty for the Ben Shapiro's of this world to convince the American people who will then be non-white to strike other brown people in the Middle East. Lapidus says, I don't think they like olives since they come from olive branches. The Lebanese make the best olives in Loblaws. Most likely they're looting the olives. okay, I don't know. Why did China reserve a vast offshore airspace for 40 days without explanation? China has imposed a 40-day offshore airspace restriction larger than Taiwan without explanation, signaling a potential shift towards sustained military readiness near Japan and U.S. allies. Okay, there's talk about China and Taiwan, though we've not seen much movement on this. China has been always expected and said by intelligence experts to maybe be interested in Taiwan. And we get the media scare tactics regularly saying, oh, they threw a bomb, here they tested a missile, or here they lined up ships, or they lined up some planes around. But we have still seen no evidence that China would be reconquering Taiwan in any way. Sadie Edwards says, Jewish privilege is the ability to identify as Jewish or white whenever it's politically advantageous. Yes, there is something of that nature that Ben Shapiro was doing here. Very, very unclear, slimy words, America, us. It's a very specific subset of America that Ben Shapiro is actually talking about when he says us.